Somebody who gives all of his property to his Evikrani in writing. The Evikrani has now gone free. As included in the property of the master is also the Evid himself. So when he gives all the property to the Evid, he's also giving the Evid his freedom, so the Evid goes free and acquires all the property of his master. But if when he gives all the property to his Evid, he leaves over one karka for himself. He wrote in the star, I'm giving you all my property besides one karka. In such a case, the Evid does not go free. And so too, he would not acquire any of the property either. As if the Evid does not go free, it wouldn't help to acquire any property, as any property that is acquired by Nebuchadnezzar actually belongs to the master. So in this case, the Evid gets nothing, nor does he get his freedom. The reason for this is that since the master left over one karka for himself, we can't assume anymore he's giving the Evid his freedom, as maybe just like he left one karka for himself, he also doesn't want to give the Evid his freedom. As if he wanted to free the Evid, he would have said, I'm giving you yourself plus my property. And he didn't say that. So we have to assume the master is just trying to flatter the Evid and making it out as if he's giving him property, but is actually not giving the Evid a thing. And even if the only thing the master owns is the one karka that he doesn't want to give the Evid, plus the Evid himself, he owns nothing else. And he says, I'm giving you all my property besides the one karka that I own. Which in such a case, you might think that since the Evid is the only other thing he owns besides the karka that he left for himself, that he must be giving his Evid the freedom. Even in that case, we would not say that the Evid goes free. But since he told the Evid, I'm giving you all of my property besides one karka, and he doesn't own any property besides that karka, so that which he says, that I'm giving you everything besides that karka, is actually a contradiction in terms. So when he said, besides that karka, is contradicting that which he said, I'm giving you all of my property, so therefore, the whole matana is batal, the whole gift is annulled, and the Evid does not acquire his freedom at all. Rabbi Shimon Aymer La'olam Hu Ben Harin Ad She'yoymer Harei Kol Nichsai Nesunin Le'ish Ploni Abdi Chot Me'echa Me'ribo She'behem. Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanna Kamma, as according to Rabbi Shimon, when the master gives in writing to his Evid all of his property besides one karka, the Evid would acquire his freedom plus the property that the master is giving him. As we don't assume that just like he's leaving one karka for himself, he's also keeping the Evid for himself. We don't say that. Instead, we say that that one karka is keeping for himself, but is actually giving the Evid his freedom along with the property he's giving the Evid. So therefore, the Evid would go free except for such a case that he gives in writing to the Evid all of his property except for 1/10,000th of his property. So since he said besides 1/10,000th of his property, maybe the Evid is that 1/10,000th that is leaving over for himself. As even if the Evid's actual worth is more than 1/10,000th, maybe the master values the Evid at only 1/10,000th of his property. So therefore, in such a case, that the master gives in writing to his Evid all of his property except for 1/10,000th, the Evid would not go free, and maybe that 1/10,000th that the master is leaving for himself includes the Evid, and since the Evid would not acquire his freedom in such a case, he wouldn't acquire the property either. As an Evid that acquires property, that property actually belongs to the master, not to the Evid. Peah is given to the aniyah, while still attached to the ground. The owner of the field would not detach the peah from the ground. Instead, he would leave it attached to the ground, and the aniyah would come detach it themselves. If the pasuk says, "Va'ani ulager tazov osam," the peah should be left for the ani, and the ger should be left right as it is, attached to the ground, and the aniyah will come and detach it from the ground. The dalis uvedakel ba'abayis merid umechalek la'aniyah. But there are some exceptions. Peah from the dalis or the dekel. Dalis are grapevines that are supported by a lattice, or by a tree, or by a wall. And the dekel is a palm tree. In these cases, the ba'abayis would go down and distribute them to the aniyah. The ba'abayis would detach the peah, distribute the peah to the aniyah himself. He would not allow the aniyah to come detach the peah. The reason is since the palm tree is very high, and grapevines that are supported by a wall or by lattice also is high off the ground, it would be a danger to allow the aniyah to go up and detach the pad and salt, maybe a number of Aineim will be competing for the pad, and they might push each other while they go up, and somebody might get hurt. So therefore, in these cases, the Baal Bayis would detach the pad, distribute the pad himself. This is also learned from the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Lani ulagir tazov osam. And osam implies a mit, that we would say, that when do we say that we leave that pair attached to the ground for the Aneim to come take it? That's only if there's no sakana involved. But if there's a potential sakana, in such a case, the Baal Bayis would detach the pair himself. And the Pasuk says osam, which implies a mit, a deduction, only when there's no sakana do we leave the pair as it is. But if there's a potential sakana, then the Baal Bayis would distribute the pair. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Akbachaliki Agozen. Rabbi Shimon says another exception would be smooth nut trees. Nut trees don't have knots. It's very smooth. So it's very difficult to climb it and to take the pear. So therefore, there would be a potential sakana in this case also to allow the Aneim to detach the pear themselves. So the Baal Bayis, the owner of the field, would detach the pear and distribute it to the Aneim. Afilu Tisha Mutisha Omrim Lechalet. If there are 100 Aneim congregating in order to compete for pair, and 99 of the Aneim say, let's allow the Baal Bayis to distribute the pair to us, and one out of the 100 Aneim wants to go compete for the pair, that they would actually detach the pair themselves, wouldn't be distributed by the Baal Bayis, we would listen to that one lone person that wants to compete for the pair while still attached to the ground, because what he is saying is consistent with the halacha, and the halacha is that the Aneim are the ones that detach the pair from the ground. So even though 99 of them want that the Baal Bayis should distribute it, since there's one person that wants to compete for it, we listen to him. Even if that one person who wants to compete for it is very athletic and very strong, and that's why he wants to compete for it, because he thinks he's going to be the one to get the bulk of it. Even so, we listen to him, since what he is saying is consistent with the Allah.